Motions from r/erotica. The title of the story is Hotel Escape. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
I felt my heart pounding in my chest. I'm in an elevator on its way down, and the moment for deciding my destination has fled. I'm heading to the hotel's foyer. And I know that you'll be there. The elevator takes quite some time to get from the 6th floor all the way down. But my mind is racing. Each level I descend, my heart rate goes up. Am I going to do this? Keep your calm, breath. Nothing has happened yet. The doors open and I see a smile that I could pick from a million others. Beautiful long hair that waves at me like it had its own will. You look stunning. You wear a black dress that hugs your body tightly in its grip. My eyes wander down. You wear matching black pumps and wear a small bag. I freeze, but your smile thaws me near instantly, with great difficulty. I get myself to move again. I walk towards you. I feel the eyes of the people at the desk burning in my back. In my best effort to remove any suspicion, I greet you like it was any other day with 3 kisses on your cheeks. Followed by a short hug, I take your hand and we walk back to the elevator that's still open from my entrance. While we walk, your hand wraps my waist and I throw my arm over your shoulder. We enter the elevator. The doors close and almost immediately all the tension in us releases all at once. We kiss passionately and your hand grabs my ass. My hand follows the contour of your head and your hair. Our tongues dance passionately with each other. You break loose and say we definitely won't get any regrets from this. You take my hand with yours and trace your tight dress at the height of your hip with the top of one of my fingers. I knew what you tried to tell me. You wear nothing underneath that dress of yours and you couldn't wait to tell me. I see the floor indicator jump from floor 5 to 6 and we hear a small beep that indicates we've arrived at the floor we intended to go to. With blushes on our cheeks, we pretend nothing has happened. The door opens. At the other side of the door, we see a cleaner with a cart ready to enter the elevator. The release of adrenaline by the risk of being caught is almost too intense to bear. Which room? You ask. 612, I say. You lead the way even though I've been here before you. Suddenly, between rooms 602 and 603, you stop and I bump into you. You turn around, look at me sexy with a smirk, and without even looking down you undo my pants and push down my shorts. My now ridiculously thick and hard cock jumps out like it had to gasp for air. You grab him firmly and start walking again towards the room. The tension is killing me. Especially because anybody could open their rooms at any moment. In the distance, a door opens in room 620. They look towards us, but you block any sight on my hard cock since you are walking in front of me. We reach our room where you with one hand attempt to use our card to enter the door. While you slowly jack me off in long slow strokes with your other hand. With each stroke, your fingers touch my balls a bit. The room opens. You push the door and pull me in. You immediately turn around, close the door behind us and open my blouse. We are both panting from all the built-up tension. Our lips find each other while you struggle to undo my belt. With a thud, my pants drop to the floor. You moan slightly and fall to your knees. Without talking, you start to suck my dick. I don't think I've ever seen it this hard and throbbing. You first lick it a couple of times along the shaft, from balls to the tip and back. I'm so extremely horny. You moan and hum against my dick. I can feel the vibrations. You tense your tongue and circle around the tip of my dick. One hand holds my balls firmly in its grip. You taste my precum and you moan a bit harder. Your ass drops to the floor and your knees spread a bit wider on the carpet. You reach down between your legs. While I can't see what you are exactly doing, it's clear you are playing with yourself. I enjoy the thought as well as the sight of you with my dick in your mouth and the warm sensation your mouth provides. I start to moan as well. One hand starts to massage the dick you so carefully made wet with your own mouth, while you lick your way down to my balls and take them in your mouth. After a minute or two, I run my hand through your hair and gently raise you up by the back of your head. You raise up from your knees and stand in front of me. My blouse is open and my pants are on the ground. My dick is touching your belly. I step out of my pants and you remove my blouse from my back. I whisper in your ear, this shouldn't take any longer. I want to have you in so many ways before I give you what you are aching for. I pick you up and throw you on the bed. You giggle a bit. This is the first time I can see under your dress. I see your wet pussy I've so long longed for. Your inner thighs are glistening and are wet as well. You bend your knees, urging me to come over and take the spot. There's no need to ask twice. I drop to my knees and first start to kiss your legs. Then I start licking your inner thighs. Your sweet taste is amazing. I roll your dress up a bit and gently kiss your pubic bone before I go down and lick and then suck your outer labia. I trace your legs with my hands and end up in the pits of your knees where I push them up to have your ass fully exposed to me. You didn't expect that I would do this and moan, oh God. I start licking your ass, something you completely didn't expect and never had done. Once you settle into the thought that it's okay, you noticeably enjoy the feeling of my tongue circling your butt and sometimes even going in a bit. Your moaning intensifies. I shift from your ass to your wet pussy, where I immediately dive in with the full length of my tongue, fucking you with my mouth. I feel you contracting. To me, that's a sign of uncontrollable joy. I move my way up to your clit and firm my tongue to circle around it. I look up and notice you've pulled your dress down. You apparently didn't wear a bra either. I see you playing with your nipples with one hand, and the other hand is trying to hold on to something that's not there. Your beautiful hair caresses your breasts. Your eyes now start rolling into the back of your head. You press your head firmly in the pillow, grab the sheets with both of your hands, and arc your back with a soft tongue. I gently lick your clit in long and slow strokes. With the last bit of air you still have left in your lungs, you moan, "I'm coming." Your grip loses on the bedsheets and immediately searches their ways to grip it again. Your hips buckle and shake against my face. You contract wherever you can and shudder while you lose all control over your own body. I keep slowly licking you while sometimes one of your hands tries to push my head away. You are extremely sensitive, but you like the tease of me continuing carefully as well. It's like you are in conflict with yourself, and I get to see it unfold in front of my eyes. Once I notice you are coming down of your high, I let go and climb on top of you. Our warm bodies connect while I start to kiss you passionately. You taste your own arousal from my mouth and notice your wetness is everywhere on my face. Once you completely came back to earth, I move off of you and sit on my knees next to your head. You start to suck my dick again. I notice that it's quite a lot to process for you, especially after you've just come so hard. I slowly take my two fingers and put them in your wet pussy again as I gently start to massage your G-spot. Once I notice that you've become less sensitive, I start massaging your clit again with my thumb. I see you firmly pinching your nipples. If that's something you like, you might be in for a treat. I decide to become more dominant with you. You seem to like it. My pinky finger slides to your butthole and pushes on it while I start to fuck you with my fingers. I slowly push harder and enter your ass just enough for you to feel this whole new sensation. At that moment, you climax again, hard, with my dick still in your mouth. I roll you over and see your beautiful round ass. While you exhaustedly try to catch your breath on the mattress, I grab your hips and push the tip of my dick in the entrance of your tight and wet pussy. You are wetter than anybody I've ever seen, but judging from what I've seen and felt so far, I need to take it slowly when I enter you. I start to gently push myself in you and I hear you inhale sharply. I move out of you again and oh my god, you feel so good. Again I enter you and slowly move out of you again. This time you move towards me again. Fuck me, take me harder, you say. I grab your hip with one hand, while I rest my other hand on your back to press your face into the mattress. Your already sensitive nipples brush against the cold sheets. I pound hard into you and feel that I can't go deeper than this. I'm not far from coming and take my hand off of your back to grab your hips again. You raise your back while I'm still in you. Your arm reaches over my head and pushes it towards your neck. I kiss your neck and nibble your earlobe while my hand finds a breast while the other wiggles on the rhythm of our movement on my arm. While I'm thrusting in you, you tilt your head backward and whisper in my ear, "I want you to come over my face. I need to see and taste the load you have for me." That pushes me over the edge and I'm about to explode. My grip tightens, my muscles tense, and I still manage to pound you hard at least three more times in your warm and wet pussy. My grip locks onto your hips in forceful waves. I feel my cum filling you up. You can feel it too. I cannot control my own body, and because of my spasms, we fall onto the bed. I'm laying on top of you and trying to relieve some of my weight while I shiver. You giggle and say, "Hey, I wanted that load somewhere else. Sorry, babe. Give me a moment. We'll do that next."
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with five or more episodes daily. Enjoy.